years, my clients and colleagues have said to me that they just need a Rosie in their pocket. What they mean by that is reminders to bring them back to tools and resources that can help them be better in the moment, and a voice that challenges their thinking and encourages them to live their best and most fulfilled life. I always took it as a compliment and had a good chuckle about it. And after so much feedback and prompting, I have decided to bring Rosie in my pocket to life. Small doses of learning and inspiration to guide you through this journey of life. Here's the teaching and inspiration that I want to share with you today. When's the last time you did a pulse check on your energy and put intentionality into managing and nurturing the energy you have? If you're like most of us, maybe sometimes you do, and a lot of times you just kind of let it fall to the wayside and end up reacting to things. Something I've been sitting with a lot lately is this idea of the things and people in our life that give us a net gain of energy and a net drain of energy. My friend Dr. Neha Sangwan's new book came out recently, Powered by Me, and she talks about this a lot, and I think it's a super helpful way to think about things. You know, with the people in our lives, there are people who are life-giving and give us energy, and there are those that kind of brighten the room when they leave and suck the energy out of us and out of the room. And why do we put so many shoulds around being around people who suck the life out of us versus give us life that enhance our energy? Same things with where we spend our time. If something is not a hell yes to you, why are we doing it? Can we start to be more deliberate around boundaries and the things we say yes to and the things that we say no to? And I know I've been really trying to be mindful of what does provide me with that net gain of energy and where do I have a net drain? And can I start to level things out more? Because I know when I start to feel stressed, and I start to feel burned out is because I definitely am falling into patterns and habits and decisions that are that net drain of energy. So my invitation and my challenge for you this week is to think about your life, your experiences, the people you spend your time with in terms of whether they are a net gain or a net drain, and see if you can start to move more towards having that net gain and notice what opens up for you. I would love to hear what does as you put this into practice. And remember, when we start to focus more on that net gain of energy, we have such a greater opportunity to let more of our sparkle shine. I'm so grateful to be on your leadership journey with you. And even though I'm not physically in your pocket, I certainly cherish the opportunity to share my heart and learnings to help you. If this message inspired you today, I'd love to hear from you or gift me a review on Apple Podcasts. Be well, my friends, and now go add a little sparkle to your day.